As of today, no contraception methods for men, despite of condoms or vasectomy, are available on the market. And no, withdrawal is not a contraceptive. On the contrary, methods available for women are countless. This disparity directly hinders a gender equal responsibility delegation in terms of family planning. An inequality problem we can no longer ignore. Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About Contraception. My name is Luisa, and in this podcast, I want to focus on male contraception methods market difficulties. Together, we will look at my developed solution approach to overcome these obstacles, listen to a couple testing my solution, and in the end, look at the value it could generate. New male contraception methods currently in development are facing various market difficulties, preventing their implementation and contributing to their low market potential estimated. These obstacles include biological differences, the lack of the industry's interest and involvement, funding difficulties, the lack of empirical data, medical expertise, as well as infrastructural resources. So far, new male contraception methods development turned into ongoing projects in the making, discouraging and disappointing media and potential users repeatedly. Considering the human side of the problem, social barriers in form of cultural resistance, established norms and beliefs, traditional gender roles or mutual expectations under responsibility delegation in terms of family planning weigh even heavier. So providing male contraceptives will not be the problem's sole solution. So what else can be done? Tackling the problem at its roots, I identified the core lays in the lack of good partnership communication. Research has proven that couples rarely share mutual expectations or their needs and demands with their partner. Therefore, the biggest obstacle hindering an equal responsibility delegation in terms of family planning are couples themselves. Related campaign approaches like the well-known Love Life campaign have shown that addressing delicate topics can lastingly influence Swiss society's attitude and change their behavior. This is why I aim for a solution concept to promote partnership communication. The concept's core idea consists of a card game for couples addressing a variety of topics related to contraception, intimacy, or trust. The goal of the cards is to enable the exchange of mutual needs and demands in terms of contraception, but also to promote partnership communication and to enhance trust between partners. In the best case, the game brings couples to engage in discussions and conversations, which subsequently will positively influence their behavior. But enough of me talking. I want to show you how simple it works. So let us listen into Mark and Sarah's experience playing the game.
Okay, first question. What would happen if one of us would be diagnosed as infertile?
Oh, wow. To be honest, I don't know. It would be a shock, I guess, as we want to have kids one day, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, I really want kids, but if I know now that one of us couldn't, well, it wouldn't affect our relationship, right?
No, of course not. It would be tough, though, but I'm sure we would find a solution.
I'm sure we would.
So, shall I go on?
Yeah.
What do you love and what do you hate most about me in bed? Oh, now I'm curious.
Sure, you get that one. The first one is easy. I love everything about you. I really do.
Aw, I love you too.
But what I hate, I don't know. Maybe your necessity to leave the light on?
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Your turn then.
Well, same as you. I love everything about you, but especially that I feel secure with you, always. I really trust you and I want you to know that. And what I hate, well, to be completely honest, that you look at your phone right after, you know. I wish you would wait a bit longer sometimes.
Oh no, I didn't know it was bothering you. I'm sorry.
No, well, I could have said something too, but I just didn't know how.
Glad you did know. From now on, I won't do it anymore. I promise.
That's nice of you. Thanks, honey.
So, I guess it's my turn again. The next card. What did you worry about the most before we slept together the first time?
Oh, well, I was scared you wouldn't care about contraception. I don't know why, as I knew you already pretty well, but I think I just hoped that you would also care about it.
So you were afraid I would leave it all up to you? Or that I think you'd take something anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't on the pill or something, so I knew sooner or later there will be the question on how we want to prevent it, you know? And I didn't know if I should tell you or just wait until we get there. Yeah.
It's really interesting you say that, because I was worried about the exact same thing. We haven't talked about it before, so I had no clue if we need condoms or not. I never told you, but I even went to the pharmacy on my way home just to be sure we will have something.
Really? So you were assuming we will sleep together that day?
No. Well, not for sure. I mean, I was considering it at least.
Yeah, I see. Well, I'm glad you had something at home. I actually don't know why I didn't bring something. I mean, as I knew we will need them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I could have asked you to as well.
The testings, not only with Mark and Sarah, but also with other couples, have proven the card game's validity to achieve the desired outcome. And yes, its functionality has been certified by all participants. And even more, all of them said they would recommend it to a befriended couple. So let's focus back on the initial problem. We know now what the core problem is and what can be done to overcome male contraception methods market difficulties. But what is the solution's impact? By engaging couples into conversations and discussions, it not only improves the reproductive health of an individual or supports a harmonious partnership. Once the behavior of couples change, contraception and family planning is no longer perceived as being solely women's responsibility. Considering the initial focus I laid with my thesis, the solution supports to shift contraception away from being a delicate topic towards one being openly talked about, at least within a partnership. By exchanging and understanding mutual needs and demands about contraception, the couple can identify whether the current method they are using is satisfying for both. If there is a wish for change, alternatives to conventional birth control will gain credence and will become more of a long-term alternative. Furthermore, it would relieve women of the social pressure to hold the authority for contraceptive decisions, as well as giving them more freedom and self-determination, and it would allow them taking on a more liberated role in society. The same aim the pill strived for back in the 1960s already. Once the couple's attitude and behavior changes, it can influence the society's perception of contraception too. By managing contraception as a team rather than as individuals, the social acceptance could increase. By no longer considering contraception as women's responsibility, less women could be left alone after an unplanned pregnancy happens. Ultimately, it could even result in less abortions. Considering contraception and family planning as a shared discipline could influence people's perception of classical gender roles too. If the understanding of reproductive health as a joint responsibility increases, the image of house husbands could also improve. Women would be empowered to not necessarily decide between profession and family, but enable them to combine both. Equalizing the responsibility delegation of family planning would be a big step towards a more gender-equal society. The solution furthermore generates an economical and organizational impact. It would influence how the contraception market appears. Maybe it decreases the birth rate, meaning less children, which could enable more women to join the workforce and pursuing a career in higher leadership positions. The solution also will differentiate and affect organizations' operations, policies, internal values, external perception as well as their employees. As previously described, promoting partnership communication could enable more women to take on a more decisive role in organizations and more men to become house husbands or to work part-time. This will not only change organizational cultures, but requires new policies within the company, for example, for maternity leave. So, closing the loop by once more considering male contraception's market difficulties. Surely, the card game first of all promotes partnership communication by enhancing trust and enabling the exchange of needs and demands between partners. But taking this a step further, it can help to overcome market difficulties not only in form of social barriers. The card game can give great value to, for example, pharmaceutical companies if the game enhances the development of new methods based on social demands, which then will enable them entering the market sooner or later. To sum it up, grab your partner, sit down face to face and talk about contraception, intimacy and trust. Because an increasing aspire for gender equality will not only pave the way for new male contraceptives, but will contribute to an overall gender equal society. Something we should all strive for. Thank you very much for listening to me today. I hope you liked it. If you want to know more about the topic, don't hesitate reaching out to me. My name is Luisa, and this was my podcast, Let's Talk About Contraception.